Hello, this is Carrie. Today I want to talk to you about how you can make your home friend-friendly, and if you decide to have kids, how to also make it family-friendly. Before I get into this, I want to make sure you understand my thoughts on having children, if you care. Just like getting married, it's not a goal in life. It's something that happens. Hopefully it's planned because you love children and you want to have them. Success is not measured by having children or the number of children you have. And this is coming from someone who has five children. I have so many friends and relatives who made the decision not to have kids, and it was the right one for them. They didn't cede to questions and pestering from relatives and friends who kept asking when they were going to have kids. They made their choice according to what they and their partner wanted to do. Makes sense. Okay, so you now definitely understand my thoughts on having children. I'm going to talk first about making your home, I guess both at the same time, friend-friendly and family-friendly. It's a good thing to do whether you're single, married with children, or married without children. The more comfortable and welcome you make friends when they come over, the more they're going to want to come over. And for some reason, this helps fulfill your life more. And I can remember doing this when I was younger. Friends that it was great to go over their places, and others it's like, sort of boring. I didn't really want to be there. I tried to do that with my own places. I probably did an average job. But there's a secondary but important benefit to making it friendly, your home, if you have children. If your house or apartment or whatever you live in becomes the place other kids want to go to, then they're going to be over more often than not. Just like if you're single, they're going to want to come hang out with you more. You will know where your kids are, who their friends are, and understand what makes them tick because you're there. In the home, you're not watching them like a hawk, but you can't help but observe their interactions. Easy ways to make your home friend-friendly, they're basic. You order pizza when they're over. You have lots of fun games around. You allow them to have sleepovers. And more importantly, like I sort of hinted at, you got to leave them alone while they're there. That's a tough one for me because I like talking to them. Also, you can provide unique activities that are only done at your house. One thing that we did when I was young, when my kids were growing up, we held annual end of the school parties for our kids and their friends. They each invited all the kids they wanted over, and we provided games and food and other activities. And it resulted in the kids that came over becoming real comfortable and wanting to come to our house and hanging out there, which I liked. One thing that you have to avoid if you have kids and you have people over is embarrassing your kids in front of their friends. Something I'm not that great at. I say or do whatever I want to say, and saying or doing the wrong thing, even though you aren't aware of it, could cause your kids not to want to have their friends over. If you can make your house friend-friendly for your kids, it's going to ultimately enhance your relationship with them. It's also going to allow you to develop more relationship with other people because they'll talk to the parents who drop off their children. Before leaving this sort of kid thing, I didn't mean to get so deep into it, but I think it's important. How do you make your home friendly so that your kids want to be at home with you? Forget their friends, but also be with you. One, you got to try to have family dinners as often as possible. I know that's hard during the week or whatever, and even the weekend with things going on. You've got to find a way to do that. Have fun family-centric events. We did that when they were younger, and they outgrew it at some point, but they actually look forward to it now when they come home. We would have dance parties every Friday night, an appetizer snack night every Saturday night, and Sunday nights were pizza and ice cream Sunday night. So they didn't want to miss it. You got to have things they don't want to miss. And they could invite friends over, certainly. But you know what? They found they liked to be with the family alone, so that was good. Develop family events and traditions, annual things. We have something where we have our Siegel Family Favorite Awards every year. They give it to family members, in specific categories, and we vote on it at Thanksgiving. We give it to them Thanksgiving, and the results are done on New Year's Eve. Results are shared on New Year's Eve. It's pretty cool, and it actually has an ulterior motive because it's New Year's Eve. At the time, we were able to keep our teenagers in the house on that day because they were excited about it. So what about making your home friend-friendly when you don't have kids? Some of the same things apply. And when I say when you don't have kids, you may be single, you may be married, whatever it may be, but when there's no kids around, you can make sure anyone coming to your home feels wanted and special. You want to have a comfortable place you all can hang out. And I got a great example. Since our kids went to college, we actually moved into a neighborhood, totally new neighborhood, where they're not really, not many kids at all, definitely not younger kids. We have a neighbor who's done an unbelievable job at making their home friend-friendly. They put a big screen TV in their garage. They have drinks and snacks and even barbecue for the neighbors on a regular basis. They ask people to come by. They stop you if you're walking in the street, say, hey, come on over. They also, at the same time, make sure everyone is comfortable and happy. By doing this, they not only enhance their lives, I'm sure they have, but the 10 or 12 neighbors now who feel comfortable stopping by every weekend to have a good time, their lives are enhanced. It works for everyone. I'll tell you one thing, their opening of their home to us has made us feel welcome and part of the neighborhood. The idea with all of this is the effort you put into making your home into a place friendly and for friends and family, it's going to pay off in developing long-term relationships between all the people that you want to have over and in. Try it and see what happens. This is Kerry Siegel asking you, please, not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.